AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A day after the deadly shooting at Michigan State University, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin called for tougher gun laws.
But the majority of Americans support even stronger gun safety laws, including closing the gaps in the background check system for gun purchases. I believe that Congress should also restore the ban on assault weapons, including AR-15 style rifles.
Three people were killed at Michigan State. The gunman took his own life. Today is the fifth anniversary of the deadly shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. 14 students and three staff members were killed. This is Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott.
Well, we can't bring back the lives lost on that tragic day 5 years ago. I will always work to honor them and do everything in my power to protect our students and educators, ensure they have a safe environment to learn and succeed.
Police in Michigan are looking for a motive for yesterday's shooting. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 156 points. The AP's Jennifer King reports on another sign inflation is slowing.
The Consumer Price Index from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics rose by an annual rate of 6.4% in January. On a monthly basis, prices rose 0.5%. It was the smallest 12-month increase since the period ending October 2021. Rising prices for housing led the index, along with natural gas, food, clothing, and things like motor vehicle insurance. The index for eggs rose 8.5%.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of a potential economic crisis if a deal isn't reached in Congress to increase the federal debt ceiling. Yellen says without extraordinary actions, the U.S. is at risk of default sometime around early June. She turns 90 in June, and today, California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein announced she will not run for re-election next year. Nikki Haley has announced she is running for president next year. Donald Trump is the only other Republican to announce so far they are running. This is AP News. Fake sports memorabilia worth millions of dollars has been seized in South Carolina.
The South Carolina Secretary of State's office says law enforcement agents confiscated more than 600 championship rings at Kirk's Collectibles at an upstate mall on February 8th. No arrests have been made. The hoard includes 157 Super Bowl rings, 83 NBA Finals rings, 99 World Series rings, 29 Stanley Cup rings, and 251 NCAA Championship rings for unnamed sports. The counterfeit goods could have fetched as much as $15 million. The Department of Homeland Security is investigating. I'm Mike Hempen.
The NFL has two new coaches. Both come from the Philadelphia Eagles. Defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon was hired by the Arizona Cardinals. Offensive coordinator Shane Steichen was hired by the Indianapolis Colts. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.